so long. Part of that conversation. I left my mic up to Jeff Touch. And we have Jeff Wood visiting us today. And nice to have you. Follow me there. Doing all thing. I hope they stay healthy. I have a granddaughter who is in a marching band down at Thomas Worthington. And she had to tell Mom and Grandpa that we couldn't come because she was only allowed four people, I guess it was, and we weren't it. All right, have a great day, and let's talk about whatever's on the air. That's the name of the show. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm glad to have you here. I'm going to do, I've read lots of different speeches, everything from a Indian or Native American chief to the Gettysburg Address, to Frederick Douglass's speech. I've read lots of speeches. I think if you're tuning into my shows, you're either looking for education or something to be mad at, something to throw a spoon at. That's what my mother, oh boy, that is Freudian. My wife, remember, those of you who are my age, well remember the hockey game that Russia kind of took away from us in the Olympics. The one, I think it was the time before we won the Olympics. I'm not sure, but my wife threw a spoon. The only time I had ever heard my wife swear was when she threw the spoon at the TV because of a bad call. And fortunately, it didn't break the TV, but the game kind of broke our hearts. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. I already have done my radio show for the day. I woke up at 3 o'clock thinking I'm going to have Lynn Thomas on later on today, and I wanted to make sure I knew things that would incite some questions. And then I started thinking about all sorts of questions, political questions, campaign questions, Marion questions, and I had a great show in my head. My dog usually stays up with me, but she looked at me and kind of shook her head and put it down on the couch and went to sleep. We sleep on the couch, by the way. We don't. My dog is 16 years old, and she can't jump off the bed anymore, so I've decided I'll sleep on the couch so that she can get down and walk around if she has to. So that's what we do. Well, I hope you are having a good day so far. It sounded to me like Scott had quite an interesting morning full of political discussion. He had Eleanor Clift on this morning. I love to listen to her. He had her on this morning. I wish I had heard it. I'm going to pull it up later on and listen to what she had to say. I have been able to email her a couple times, and she has responded to me. So she knows the radio station, and that's nice. You kind of feel like a friend then once you emailed somebody, right? Oh, me. Well, today, I tried to find a speech that I think is will help your education. And today the speech, I had two choices. I was going to do the Barack Obama speech when John Lewis passed away. It's a terrific speech. But I thought it was a little too heavy considering everything that we've been talking about in the last day or so. You know, with the Woodward tapes and stuff like that that have come out, and all the anger and all the meanness and all the horrible things that have been disclosed, and all the denials and all all the lies and stuff like that. Yesterday I had somebody call in while Scott and I were on the air and say that basically all politicians are liars. And I pointed out to him that I wasn't, but I didn't get a response to that. I can guarantee you without one single shred of doubt, I never lied to anybody while I was running for a state representative. I did run for township trustee, and it was long enough ago that I don't remember lying to anybody, but it's not in my nature to make up things. I was not very good at either one of them. I did get better the second time. I did an awful lot of knocking on doors the second time, which you can't do anymore. That's I don't know. I think it'll kind of show how little significance there is to knocking on doors. Now, everybody says that those signs don't mean anything. But I find that hard to believe that they don't mean anything. I put up a lot of signs. I had a few of my signs stolen down or torn down, too. Don't know why people do that. If signs mean nothing, why go tear one down and maybe get caught? Now, I have lights on my signs out in my front yard. And if you come to steal my signs out of my front yard, we'll probably see you. Anyway, even at 3 o'clock, because I'm up with the dog all night long. Makes me a little tired, a little grouchy, but I've got just 1 second. I have to do a little thing here, and I'll be right back. All right, Lynn just showed up, and I thought he was coming in about an hour, and No, that's fine. We'll be glad to do it. I will read my speech after you're done. I was telling the audience that I'm doing my speech. I do speeches. I've read some of Obama's speeches. I've read Frederick Douglass' speeches. I've read, I can't remember what the Native American chief's name was, but I've read probably 20 speeches that I think are educational for our people. And so I have one today, and this one is written and given by Brian Dyson, who is the former CEO of Coca-Cola, and it's claimed to be the shortest speech in history. So my fans will love hearing it. Now, if we get any call in, we're going to talk to Lynn about, he's running for county commissioner. I got that right, right? I always get county and city, but there are no city commissioners, right? Yeah, they're council people. I get those names mixed up, but I did research last night from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Unintentionally, I was awake doing the best radio show you ever heard, but I forgot all about it. So, and it was all about you. let me make sure that they can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, they can hear you now. I got you up on mic two. And you are currently the township commissioner or township trustee, right? And that's a nonpartisan position where
nonpartisan
you really
position.
Don't claim a party. Yeah.
We're actually a township surrounds Marion City.
Right. Yeah.
It's still in Marion Township. Mm-hmm. Marion City is in Marion Township, but there's about 4,400 parcels or households within Marion Township.
Yeah, and when I ran for it, our biggest bone of contention at that time, and boy, I almost got thrown out of the township firehouse, was the thought of combining the fire departments. Are they still talking about doing things like that?
Well, that's a possibility someday. Mm-hmm. You know, right now we'd have to make some changes in the funding because the city pays their city fire department from their general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And Marion Township have added levies to operate their their department, and actually there'd be a major change in funding, and I don't feel that Marion's equipped presently to add more money just to pay for a fire department.
Yeah.
Now it's being done as it is, but it would be nice if you had one fire department for Marion Township City.
Yeah.
And that way you coordinate the services, there's less expenses.
Right.
You know.
And the township fire department is within the city limits.
Yeah. Exactly. Right in the center of the city.
It sure is.
And what the situation as it is, the Marion Township, we had a meeting last week. We're looking at buying a used ladder truck, which is going to cost us the neighborhood of $1 million. Capital money, naturally. Mm-hmm. But the point is, our ladder truck, current ladder truck, is over 30 years old.
I think it went by my house 2 days ago.
Could have.
You're going out to...
If it went by your house, it's probably going to the junkyard because it's almost...
Oh, really?
It's almost dead.
Well, we have a caller. Let's see what the caller has to say. Hang on.
I think there were...
You're on the air. This is Glenn. How can we help?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? There were a few staff members. There was a nurse.
Hang on. We've got a problem here with something still running. Hold on.
There might have been...
I'm going to leave you... caller, I'm going to leave you up, but I got to change something here.
It was frightening because...
All right. There you go, caller. Did you have a question for Lynn?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good today. You know, you spoke about politicians and how they lied and everything like that. the way I've always went about it is... The only honest politician is the one that's going to tell you they're going to do something, but then again, he'll tell you, don't expect me to get or do it.
Well, that's not the way Lynn would be. Lynn Thomas, our guest today, is a purely honest politician, and he'll do what he says. Is that right, Lynn?
Very true.
I don't doubt that a bit. I mean, I live in the city, and... things are a heck of a lot different than what it is out in the county. I sometimes wish I'd lived out in the county.
Yeah. Well, the problem that I remember out in the county was a lot of problems with drainage.
Exactly. In fact, this is 2 days after one of the largest rainfalls we've ever had in history in this community.
And we're still underwater.
And lots, many, many city residents, their basements are flooded with water, and I was telling a lady just a while ago that I called on over 20 households yesterday with drainage problems.
Wow.
Jeez. And 17 the day before, so it's a real mess.
Caller, are you having problems with water?
Oh, yeah, I just got through with about, I had right around 2 feet in my basement.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And that was on the low end. The further down the street you got, it averaged anywhere from 3 to 5 feet.
Oh my. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It took out my hot water tank and
I heard you say that this morning. Yeah.
Hey, I wanna tell you.
Yeah.
I just can't.
It wasn't a very pleasurable thing, but there wasn't nothing you could do. There's just so much rain in such a little time.
I had 5.6 inches in my little measuring thing that I have out in my backyard, and I guess there are some places had as much as 6 inches. So. Yikes.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It's one of those things where you get one thunderstorm after another, after another, after another. It just rained for like 5 or 6 hours straight.
Sure did. Yeah. Well,
so I expected that to happen. I mean... I actually went down the street there and had somebody's house was on fire, and the fire department had a heck of a time getting down the street to get to the
Scott,
fire.
I remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016.
I got a break. I got to go. Just
a
second.
I stood outside the hotel in the rain. You, that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back. I'm sorry. I kind of slipped up this morning and forgot to hit the right button at the right time, and therefore we didn't have the right button at the right time. We're speaking with Lynn Thomas, and our caller called in. He was talking. I think I heard him earlier mention that he had a lot of water, and it sounds to me over 30 places in the last couple of days you've stopped by.
Exactly.
Well, what are the biggest things? Now, you're running for county commissioner, and I looked it up. All three of the county commissioners are Republican, and you're running on the Democratic.
That should not make a difference locally.
No, it really shouldn't. And that was one of the things I was going to say, except we have gotten to the point where so much of Ohio is Republican, it kind of feeds off of itself. And I was just wondering if that's a problem that you've come up with.
Well, I think a lot of times what people do, if they don't know the candidate running, they'll vote their party preference.
Right, yeah.
And they'll start at the top and go right down.
Yeah.
But they should know who they're voting on. They should know their qualifications of those that are running.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have a clear picture of what that candidate might do once they're in office. This community has lacked in the past with some of the candidates they've put in office. Just look at the situation with Julie Cagle and that deal. Yesterday she was indicted with 6 counts of charges for misfeasance and malfeasance. Now, she left office over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And look, yesterday the judge, was indicted along with his wife, unfortunately. But the point is, there's some wrongdoing there or they wouldn't have been indicted.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that was Judge Warren, right?
Jason Warner. Warner, yes.
Warner, I mean.
We need to be clear about these candidates that run for office. We want to make sure there's integrity behind them and that they'll get in and do an efficient job for them.
Well, like I said, one of the callers yesterday said he hadn't met any, or he didn't think any politicians were honest, but that is not true. I think people get frustrated with politicians who aren't honest because they tell them lies about the people that are honest.
Well, politicians have blemished themselves
in
the past by certain people doing wrongdoings. So therefore, it's a standard thing. They're all bad, and that's not true.
Yeah, and I one of the things I was thinking about last night is that people think they're all bad, but people don't do any research or educate themselves about the candidates.
I look at it this way. I'm running for office, and it's hard to get in front of people. Mm-hmm. But people should be calling me and say, what about you?
They won't, though.
I know, but they should know who they're going to vote for.
Yeah, they should.
They should know what the people stand for and how that person's going to impact their lives or those people. We have some problems with our current board of commissioners. They're somewhat complacent. Mm-hmm. They're worn out. They've been there a long time. And they just don't seem to acknowledge that there's problems in this county.
Well, you're running against Mr. Murray, right?
I am.
And he's probably got the least amount of time of the commissioners.
Least amount of time. He's ran for several times over the years, multiple times. He finally got in. But what's he done since he's been there? I bet there ain't one person can tell me one thing he's done except being a member of the Board of County Commissioners. And
the other two are Stiverson and Applefeller, and they've been on the board on there so long that everybody knows who they are, and that's got to be an advantage.
That's an advantage if they're doing their job.
Yeah, yeah.
Point is, they get a little complacent. They've been there so long, and I just came from a meeting today. There was one last Thursday I went to. The meeting lasted 7 minutes, but they covered a lot of territory in 7 minutes, and they couldn't explain anything they were doing. But the point is, They did do that.
Now, I have heard that a lot of those meetings are pretty short. Does that mean that they're pre-planning the meetings before they go in? And isn't that against the law, the sunshine laws?
They are. If they get together beforehand, they're not informing anybody. Now, I can't say whether they get together or not.
Okay, all right. That's good.
But the point is, they don't spend a lot of time on the job or in a position. There's so much that needs to be done in this community. You would think you'd have to spend 60 hours per week in order to get something accomplished.
Well, they make pretty good money, don't they? Like $60,000 or $62,000?
I think it's close to $62,000.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, something like that. So I'm not sure. I haven't verified that because I'm not running for the money.
Yeah,
that's not. You don't run for these positions for the money.
Well, tell us why. Why did you decide to jump from the county or the trusteeship, the township trusteeship, to the basically the commissioners are the guys that are the mayor of the county, basically. So why?
Well,
did you
I've been
to
a
do
commissioner.
That?
I was a commissioner back from 1981 to 1984, and I was new in my political career at that point in time. And let me tell you, you are overwhelmed with all the things you have to do. I spent probably 60 hours a week or more.
Learning, huh?
Learning and executing, governing as a commissioner over that four-year period. But I did not run for re-election. I chose to run for the Senate, state Senate, because I thought our community was truly being neglected. We lost a lot of industry that our senator could have helped us out on, but he didn't do anything for Marion County. And I shouldn't even talk about who he was because he was popular at the time, but the point is, it was Paul Pfeiffer. Anyway, things weren't being done for Marion County, so I said, well, somebody's got to jump in there and do something for Marion County. So I ran for it, and naturally I didn't win. So that was at that point in time, I got out of politics. Although I did get appointed to the Marion County Board of Elections for the next 4 years. And following that, I went into private business and was very successful. I managed a credit bureau here in Marion for a period of 5 years. And then I went into my own business. It was an insurance business, investments and life insurance. And I spent the next 20 years of my career in that field.
Why have you decided to run, go for the county commissioner?
I'm very healthy at this point in time, ambitious as far as I have energy, and I feel that I have the energy to put forth in which to do an effective job in leadership for this county. I've been in various leadership positions throughout my career. And therefore, I feel the Marion County Board of Commissioners needs leadership in which to move this community forward in a direction it needs to go. Look around this county. Every county is thriving except for Marion County. It's because we have so much complacency in our leadership in this government.
Well, now, you and I have talked briefly about some of the problems that we're facing. One of them is the properties that are falling apart and nobody's paying.
Let me talk to you about that.
Okay.
That was covered in the commissioners' meeting this morning.
Okay.
We have over 9,370,000 of delinquent real estate property tax. Most of it will be written off as no pays, and that's terrible. Of that, $2 million is assessed utility bills from people that didn't pay their utility bills. But that's all stemmed from the fact that we are not utilizing a procedure to go after these people softly to start with in the treasurer's office. And I'll blame that on the commissioners again. They're responsible for the overall funding and the budget of this county. If we're not collecting the real estate property taxes, it goes back to the commissioners. They're just not being effective. They act like they don't know what's going on sometimes. My point is, we need to get that straightened out. We need to get the county departments in cooperation, collaborating together, as one. County government should operate as one. When you pay your real estate property tax, you're not seeing where that goes to all these different departments. You want to make sure my county government's working for me. The whole picture, the big gamut. And the point is, it's not being effective right now. I was told the other day that Marion County is probably the most dysfunctional county government in Marion County, or in the state of Ohio. And I find it hard to believe, but the point is, then we got to straighten it out.
Now, do the commissioners have the opportunity, if a property goes delinquent, can they take the property, and do they take the property over?
Well, it's a process, and it's a combination between the treasurer, the county auditor, the clerk of courts, well, the prosecutor, they're involved in it, the sheriff, and the clerk of courts. They all have to be working as one. We need one system to make it work, and the commissioners always see that. And the commissioners, if they're doing their job, will see that happens.
Well, are they doing that sort of thing now?
Now, we got 9.37.
That's a lot of money.
A million.
That's why I wondered.
Unpaid, and we got over 3,400 homes in Marion County that are delinquent. That should not be.
What do you know? What percentage of delinquent homes get written off?
Well, there got 1,100 right now that's right off stage.
Wow.
That has to go through the land bank to be either destroyed or renovated.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. That's one of the big problems this county. People aren't doing their jobs.
Are most of these properties in the city, or are they in the county?
They're most of them are in the city, but okay. They're scattered throughout the county. There's several out in the county and townships throughout the...
Are there properties out in the county that have lots of land that could be taken over and maybe farmed, or I don't know?
Well, they're mostly parcels for real estate or homes.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, they could be taken over and rebuilt,
mm-hmm.
and make them productive again as far as paying taxes.
So since nobody is responding to it...
They're responding. They got a land bank committee, but it's moving very slowly.
Okay.
And so far they've done out of that 1,100, and that keeps growing, that number.
Yeah, you got to stay ahead of the growth.
Now, there's 70 of them have been addressed.
Okay.
And that's been over 2 or 3 years now.
Okay. So if you get more...
We got a long way to go.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That seems to be a problem with government.
Well, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't have to be, but...
Well, this is Marion County. Now, you look around the counties, they have a minor problem. We have a major problem.
Yeah.
And we need to address it.
Well, I'm saying in general, government tends to work really slowly because there are people that want it to work slowly. So, I mean, there are people that declare lawsuits so that they can slow it down to a halt almost. And I can see where people could work that system and never have to pay much of anything, including the taxes.
Yeah, and, during Governor Strickland's years, he implemented the Homestead Exemption Act. So that's we got about over 100 homes that are under homestead exemption that the county has not gone after, and they should be going after them as well. Everybody has to pay their taxes.
Yeah, I understand that. And you know,
expect that because you pay your taxes.
Right.
I pay my taxes. I think we all expect the taxes to be paid. There's no exceptions. You can't discriminate.
And I think both Republican and Democrats want law and order about that.
I think no matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, this has to be addressed.
Yeah. Yeah, and is that one of your major things that you'd like to follow up on?
Well, I want to see leadership in the county commissioner's office and county government as a whole.
How do you become a leader then? I mean, what are the things that are not being led, I guess, is the question.
The coordination of services and throughout the county. There's a lot of duplication. Let me tell you this. There's another responsibility they have. The county commissioners have the responsibility of the landlord for all county properties. And there are a lot of dormant properties within Marion County. I'm talking about county facilities, like your juvenile detention center out on 95. That's not being utilized to extent. Now we have the J. All Trinity, which is 269 Rose Avenue. If you check that out, that we contracted with them on that was contracted on January 1st of this year.
Lynn, we're going to have to take a break. So hang on.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back. We're talking with Lynn Thomas, who's running for county commissioner. He happens to be the township trustee right now. But we were discussing transparency within the government. Are we having a problem with that sort of thing?
Well, I think so, because I go to the county commissioner's meetings, or I have been of late this year when I decided to run. And I see a lot of things happening. Well, first of all, the media does not pick up on what's going on in county money.
Well, we've pretty much lost all of our local media. This station, which is a low-power station, is about the only place you can get up-to-date news.
Okay. Is there a problem with transparency? I believe there is. Okay. I mean, I don't think the public as a whole has a clear understanding as to what's going on in county government, how their tax dollars that they pay is being spent.
How can you educate the public on that?
Well, there's one thing I want to do once, if I'm so fortunate to be elected, and that's going to be a lot of work once I get there. But we're going to get we want to have monthly meetings at least, or maybe quarterly at the minimum.
They don't have that now?
No.
Oh.
In fact, the department heads do not. A lot of them don't ever talk to the commissioners.
They don't know each other.
Oh. 605 employees.
Oh, I didn't know there were that many.
Marion County Government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would like to see a meeting of the department heads and elected officials at least quarterly.
Yeah.
And communicating to one another. Mm-hmm. I'll facilitate it. But we want to get everybody on target as to what's going on in each department.
Oh, you could get so many efficiencies out of doing that, couldn't you?
Yes, we can. And the point is we can get that together, get that going. But on a monthly basis, publish a newsletter of what's going on in Marion County government to all the residents of Marion County. Now, naturally, I want to see it put on the webpage as what's going on. And as well, we should have hard copies for those that don't do the web or don't have access to computers. That way there's no problems with transparency. We want to let people know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a problem right now, like you say. We don't have the radio that we used to have. And in fact, when we did have the radio that we used to have, they didn't do it. And transparency is vital. Mm-hmm. For people to trust what's going on.
And
it creates efficiency within the departments. If nobody knows what you're doing, there's no oversight.
Well, if you get in, or for that matter, if any of the other three commissioners are in and would like to use this station, I will guarantee you that this station will listen to whatever communications that the commissioners would like to do. I think it would be not a bad idea to have a monthly meeting or a monthly show, maybe my show.
There's so much in county government,
yeah,
that you could have a weekly show.
Could you?
You could. But each time that you bring a commissioner in, bring a department head in and mm-hmm. talk about that particular department. That'd be important.
Yeah.
And people need to know that, or at least have the opportunity to listen to it.
Now, I looked last night when I was trying to get background for this show, mm-hmm. And the website isn't real friendly. I didn't think.
It isn't friendly.
Yeah.
And that will change. That's important. This is 2000. If I get in, it'll be 2001 when I get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is, in 2001. Or 20.
Yeah.
21.
Don't we wish it was 20 years ago?
21, yeah, I'll go back there. Anyway, it'll be 2021. And the point is, everything's going to the web these days.
It is.
So let's get what's
especially with COVID-19.
Exactly.
You have to go to the web.
And the point is, we got to communicate to the electorate. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about all people. Mm-hmm. You know, they may not vote, but the point is that they have the right to know what's going on with their tax dollars, because everyone pays taxes.
If people would like to help you in your campaign, is there a place they can get in touch with you?
Yeah. By the way, I have signs.
Mm-hmm. I have one in my front yard.
Thank you. You can pick them up at 144 West Center Street. Mm-hmm. That's the Democrat headquarters.
Yeah, and I'll be there from noon till 2 o'clock on every Saturday. So
okay,
come on down.
And or you can call my number, which is 740-360-0609.
Give that again, because people have a hard time getting their pencil out fast enough.
My number is 740-360-0609.
There you go. Now, have you started a website yet for your campaign?
No, I don't. I haven't done a website for my campaign,
okay.
No.
All right. So we don't have that as an address.
Well,
but
I'm going to do some things in the future. It's going to cost some money.
Yeah.
And you only have so much money.
Yeah, that's right.
This is COVID-19 era.
Yeah.
And you can't earn money like you could at one time.
Well, I went out and knocked, when I ran for state rep, I knocked on about 5,000 doors. And you can't do that anymore.
We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So please try to get a hold of me or look at my history, and I'm going to get mailings out and so forth. You'll know something about me. If you have questions, call me, you know, or email me, or, you know, whatever.
I noticed you were looking at your literature, and we have your literature down at the headquarters as well. But there was something on there that you thought you really wanted to talk about. What have we missed out?
We were talking about transparency.
Yeah.
The three commissioners employed about a year and a half, 2 years ago, a gentleman by the name, a county legal operations manager, because I guess they wanted somebody to do their job for them. And you go to the commissioners meeting, you ask I see people get up and ask questions of the commissioners. They don't answer questions. They refer everything to the legal advisor. I guess they don't want to make a statement. I don't
know. Is he at the meetings?
He's at the meetings.
Okay.
And he answers all their questions, some of their questions. Mm-hmm. He says he ought to get back to you a lot of times.
Yeah.
But the point is, the commissioners should know what the commissioners are supposed to do and be actively on top of it. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have to refer to someone else. And they shouldn't be afraid to answer a question if they're going to be a commissioner, because that they serve the public. We did not elect the commissioners to hire somebody to be their voice. They are supposed to be the voice of the people.
Are any of them steeped in legal stuff? Are any of them lawyers?
No, but you don't. If you need a lawyer, you call in the prosecutor.
Okay.
You know, prosecutor and or a member of her staff can be present in a meeting if you need them. Mm-hmm. And that's a responsibility. Not for you to have a legal advisor on the Board of Commissioners.
The legal, and I have good friends that are lawyers, and so I don't run lawyers down.
I'm not running
down. The jokes about lawyers go way too far, but quite often the reason why people employ legal help is because they want to kind of stonewall stuff, and that does effectively stonewall problems and slow down the process of government, don't you believe?
I would agree.
Yeah, and I really find that uncomfortable. We're operating too slowly as it is right now. Well, this is national, but they were asking for the president's financial reports, and now he's brought another lawyer into it, and so that the answers won't happen until after the election. And that's quite often what the lawyers do. They stonewall it until they get out of trouble.
What do you want to bet? You'll never hear the answer.
Oh, I don't think we will either.
That's hidden for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. If we do find out the reason, it will be a blockbuster that somebody brings out. Yeah.
We aren't going to see that happen.
Well, now, do you think the commissioners, it's the county, is all three of them are Republicans? Well, and are,
okay, quit saying they're just elected officials.
Well, but I'm doing that because we have a Democratic mayor. Do they get along well? Do they work together well?
That remains to be seen.
Okay, all right. And that's the reason why I brought Republican and Democrat.
Let me say this. That's another thing I'm proactive about. We need city-county cooperation. We need village-county cooperation. We need 15 townships working with the county commissioners.
There are 15
townships. It's got to operate as one for the benefit of the taxpayers of Marion County.
Yeah. I didn't realize there were that many townships.
There are 15 townships in Marion County.
Wow, that's a lot of townships.
And the commissioners, everybody should be singing the same song, mm-hmm. believe me.
Well, and I understand why you would have differences of opinion. Some of my great friends, and you know that I'm a Democrat, but some of my great friends are very fiscally conservative, and we will argue. But we can argue peacefully and find a process to get through it. And right now, it doesn't seem like we're doing that very
much. Mr. Coble?
Yes, sir.
I'm a Democrat, and I'm fiscally conservative.
I am, too, believe it or not.
Now, to the tune that if I'm going to make a decision on spending your money, then I better be efficient and get you exactly what you need and get the best bang for the dollar. That's where I am.
I think fiscally conservative people, the term has gotten to the point of it's people that say no to any expenditures.
Well, you gotta,
and that's kind of stupid.
I want efficiency.
Yeah, efficiency.
And you know what? I don't see a lot of efficiency in our local county government.
Now, that would be a problem, and I assume that's part of what you're running on, is trying to find the efficiencies.
Exactly. I want to eliminate, get rid of these blighted properties, and I want to do that. I want all county departments working in sync as one county government.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see leadership, and that's all three commissioners working under the title of leadership,
mm-hmm.
and being oversight and being wise about how they spend county money. I don't see that happening either, you know. So we got a lot of challenges ahead of us if I get in. Now, if I don't get in, you guys get a break. Because I expect to do a job.
Yeah.
I expect to work hard for the taxpayers of Marion County.
A lot of people don't understand that some people run for office. I was told when I was running for state rep that there were some people that were state reps that came in once a month just so that they fulfilled their duties, and that's not really work.
My door will always be open, and I will be in successful communities finding out how they became successful, how they landed the big job, the big high-paying job,
mm-hmm.
positions. I want to get those kind of businesses in Marion and get this community thriving.
Yeah, we got to find a way to get it.
We can get it done.
Yeah, I think we can. I think we're starting to move that way, at least intellectually.
Well, we have a long way to go.
Yeah, we do have a long way to go. I've got about a minute left to go, as a matter of fact, on this show. Give me your 30-second elevator speech and what you would like our listeners to know about you.
Well, I think, number one, I will be a watchdog of your money. I will be an oversight committee for what goes on in county government, or I'll be part of an oversight committee. I can be a committee of one, but I ain't going to promise anything, but you will see that in me by my actions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go for this promising anything because, you know, daily you get stumbling blocks, and sometimes you get taken away from what you're your main your thrust was. But the point is, I'm sincere, and I'll be your friend in local government. Let's put it that way. And I'll have a door open door policy at all times.
Okay. And while we're talking to Lynn Thomas, he's running for county commissioner. I appreciate you coming in today. We got about 5 seconds, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio